I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
How about this bar promotion from a bar in Dubai? They're offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh. The chubbier they are, the more free drinks they get. They say the bar is called the Fusion Club in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. And the new special is they get free drinks based on how much they weigh. And they say for every pound, a woman gets 12 cents worth of drink credits. So if a woman weighs 110 pounds, she would roughly get $13.50 worth of free drinks. A woman that weighs 200 pounds would get almost $25 worth of free drinks. They say the women have the option to step on a scale at the entrance to the bar or just share their own weight, and they can show it to the bartender discreetly so they don't have to publicly reveal any numbers to people. The owner of the club says they're running the promotion through the end of the year because, quote, we want the ladies to surprise their partners and friends that it's good to gain weight over the holidays.
Could you see something like that working here?
No.
The women are not going to want to step on the scale. You know, you're not going to want to do that. Nobody's going to. Guys aren't going to want to step on the scale.
Free drinks.
Well, wait, guys for the free drinks probably would. Okay. Gym brawl. This is in England. A couple guys, some workout equipment being used to attack each other. The whole thing caught on camera. Footage shows one guy screaming obscenities at the other guy as he swings around the metal bar from some kind of pull-down machine, smashes it against a counter that another gym goer had just jumped over. So, and then you see all these other people in the gym just fleeing. Yeah, I don't want to get hit with this. Another clip shows the attacker using a smaller bar to repeatedly bash a man who was curled up in a ball on the ground. One guy had bruising and cuts. Another guy had a cut above his eye. The attackers have been banned for life at this gym in England.
I saw some of that. There was violent.
Hey, wipe down your equipment and it won't happen.
Can you wipe the blood off of that one, please? And then finally, in Sydney, a hoarder was trapped for 14 hours when all the rubbish inside her home fell on top of her. The fire and rescue crews were forced to break through a side window and gain access to the house, and they almost got crushed by the masses of garbage from floor to ceiling. And check this out, John. They come out there. This woman was trapped for 14 hours, and help finally came about 10 o'clock the other morning. They said it was a serious challenge to the occupant's health, and the rescue was quite a difficult time. The situation was so extreme, firefighters used the same earthquake training used while searching for survivors in, like, you know, earthquakes and things. And they said the garbage they dug through was magazines from the 80s and food that expired in the 1990s. The grandmother's husband, the old woman that got trapped in there under the stuff for 14 hours, the grandmother's husband, who sleeps in his car outside due to the mess, yeah, raised the alarm when he couldn't get a hold of his wife on the cell phone inside. Yeah, well, I kept calling her. She never answered, so something must have fell off her.
I can't find it.
I can't believe it's news.
He sleeps in his car outside.
Well, yeah, the way you described it, you got food from the 1990s in there.
Oh.
I would, too.